We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Listen to Neil Brown's thoughts following Saturday's second officiated scrimmage of the spring. That's coming up right after this.
It's time to get your first look at the 2021 Mountaineers. Join us for the Gold Blue Spring Football Game presented by Encova Insurance Saturday, April the 24th, inside Mountaineer Field at Milan Pushkar Stadium. Kickoff set for 1 p.m. Tickets available for just $10 at WVUgame.com, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit WVU Medicine Children's. So join us Saturday, April the 24th, for the Gold Blue Game. Get your $10 tickets now at WVUgame.com.
Good day working at the stadium. Really our probably last game-like run other than snaps for the spring game. But I thought it was good. Went ones, twos, and threes. Everybody get reps. Had a few guys out, either sick or minor injuries. Sean Mahone, Jackie Matthews, Sean Ryan, Charles Finley, and then Jai. Those were the guys that were out. And then I thought, just speaking, kind of going in order here, special teams, we've been getting a lot of really good work on out within these 11 practices we've had so far. You're going to see this. We're going to have the finale in the spring game. But we split our guys outside the O-line and D-line into four teams, and we've got four captains. We did a draft, and we've been scoring it. And we'll have the finale competition during the spring game on Saturday. But those guys have really competed. And it's been everybody from our leaders, Letty Brown on offense, Josh Chandler on defense, to the guys that are trying to figure out how to get on the field. So been impressed. We had one of those. Y'all saw that today. Everybody that was here, we did a little three-on-three kickoff return competition. So pleased with the work we're getting in, and really a high level of buy-in right now, staff and players on special teams. I thought the defense did a nice job in the red zone today. That's what stuck out, especially with the ones had a goal line stand. The first drive, I think that y'all were still here for, they, several plays, but made the one offense kick a field goal. So pleased with our first group. Defensively, I like where we're at. We've got to have some depth though. I think you all know that we've got to create some depth either by developing the guys we have or going to get some other ones. And so, offensively, all three teams, no turnovers today. That was put the ball on the ground a couple times on Thursday night, so that was good. I thought the first group, I thought Davey was sharp. We got Letty some touches. We thudded with that group. We didn't tackle to the ground, but I thought Letty did some nice things in the passing game specifically. I thought Sam James had a couple nice plays. Winston Wright continues to show up and do well. And I think our first group of offensive line and the tight ends there, I think they've improved running the football. The twos, we let Garrett Green go without a yellow jersey. He was live all day today. He had some big runs, which was a positive. Had was able to come up with some broken plays, made some plays down the field, one big pass on a scramble. And I thought Reese Smith had a nice day, had two touchdowns, and really had a good day with the twos. Tony Mathis continues to do well. And then really the last thing is we kicked the ball well today, which is something that we've got to do a better job on field goals. And I thought Casey Legg and Danny King and Tyler Sumter, all three of them kicked the ball well. So with that, I'll take questions.
First question comes from Greg Hunter.
So, Neil, I know there are infinite ways of conducting scrimmages, you know, scripted things, whatever, all sorts of. What is it that you try to do and what is it you try to accomplish in scrimmage?
Yeah, so we go into the spring, Greg, with all the situations we want to work. We have a number, you know, of live reps. You know, when I say live, it could be tackle or thud. You know, we want to have it officiated because I think that's important. So we go in with a certain number of reps we want to get in each situation. And then we'll always adjust as you go. Like if one side of the ball, either offense or defense, needs more work in a certain situation, then we'll do that. But that's kind of how we handle these scrimmage situations.
Next question comes from Keenan Cummings.
Hey, Neil, I know you mentioned you're letting Garrett go live. Is that something you've done a lot in the past? And really, is it just to kind of let him go out there and run around and see what he can do in that aspect as well?
Yeah, we've done it. We've done it in the past with dual threat guys. I don't like to do it all the time, but I think it's important. We told him going into the spring that we'd do it one time. And I thought today was a good day to do it. And he needs to do it. I think it's important for his confidence. You know, some of his some of the best things he does is when the pocket breaks down, he's able to make plays. And sometimes we whistle those before maybe they develop. Also it's important for the two D linemen and linebackers because they gotta learn how to tackle and how to make plays in the pocket. And so he did, and I was pleased. I was pleased with him. I've been pleased with him this spring. I think he's growing, he's maturing. And he had a good day today. I think he was probably the leading rusher on the twos, and I think he had three touchdown passes.
Cody Nesper.
Hey, Neil. Just wondering, now that you're a number practicing, what you think of AJ and Shadon and how they're doing?
Yeah, I think, Cody, we've – obviously we haven't gone through any games yet, but really pleased with what both those guys have brought on the field, good camaraderie, defensive staff-wise. I think that's always important. The chemistry in that room is really good. They care about their players, which is utmost importance to me. I think they're really good teachers, and they brought some good schematic ideas to us. And so I think both of them, and they both, as we go through, are going to make a difference in recruiting as well. So I'm very pleased with those two hires so far.
Kevin Kinder.
Coach, you've talked in the spring about individual development and those skill things being the most important thing you're trying to do. So when spring is over, what's the next step in that process? Reviewing what you laid out for those players, assessing their progress, next steps, how does that work?
Yeah, so what we'll do is we have a scouting department here that Matt Jansen leads, and he'll do an independent kind of evaluation on everybody that's within our, you know, within anybody that may play, you know, on offense, defense, or special teams. And then our coaches will do position evaluations. And then we'll sit down with every player, the position coach, myself, and we'll give them feedback. I think feedback's really, really important. Everybody craves it, regardless of whether it's player or employee, boss, whatever. Everybody craves feedback. So we'll give them feedback. We'll finish up. We got some work to do, in the classroom after the spring game. We'll have some time off in May, and then we'll come back around Memorial Day and get the summer started.
Mike Kazaza.
Hey, Neil, how are you?
Good, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Your group of players who were, you know, freshmen last year or junior college transfers even, who were on campus for the two spring practices, and then everything ends. When you observe them now, do you see, are they almost like freshmen again because this is still new? Do you see any sort of distinction between them and the eight true freshmen who are on campus now? Because it's very different than the regular season. I'm wondering if it's a benefit added for them having been through a season and then kind of going back to a spring.
Yeah, it's definitely, you know, a lot of those guys were part of our developmental program and were able to scrimmage Monday night, every Monday night, even though we didn't, maybe some of them didn't get as many reps in the game. But I think junior college kids always make big time improvement when they hit their first full spring or second if they're early grads. I just see it over and over and over again. Jackie Matthews, he was sick and he was out today, but he's a guy that this is it. Even though he got here last January, man, it's really started click, and he's had a very positive second spring. And we see that, you know, we recruited a lot of junior college kids at Troy, and we would always see that. It would always be a big difference after they'd been on campus and they knew, learned the system, everything, because it's different. Speed of the game's different, usually different parts of the country. So, and I think some of our – like Jordan White is a kid that was part of our developmental program. He's had a really good spring. He's got a chance to win a starting job. He's put himself in a great position. I think about – Sam Brown's had really two solid days in a row after going through the fall. And so those are some guys that right off the top of my head, but I think they are. So the guys that had the fall, even though they didn't get this last spring, they are further ahead than the guys that are really high school seniors at this point.
Greg Hunter.
Neil, a question about a few different individuals and just where their progress is. Start with Taj Alston, you know, obviously battled a lot of injuries. So where is he? It looks like he's running with the first unit a lot. And then two other walk-ons in terms of Nick Malone and Grayson Malisevich in where they are. So you can start with either of those.
But Taj, this is a big thing for him. Got to play there at the end of the fall, some ups and downs. It's been a long time since he's consistently been able to play. And so these reps are very, very valuable for him. And we need him to be a force. You know, he's gotten bigger, he's gotten stronger. And he's had a solid spring. And he's excited, he has great energy every day. And, you know, when something's taken away from you for as long as it was taken away from him, I think he has a different outlook. Nick Malone, really pleased with his progress. He's ran with the twos. He's gotten his weight up, you know, to a little bit over 300 pounds. He's much stronger. He can play every position up front, outside of center. And he may be able to do that. We just haven't worked him there. But he knows left guard, left tackle, right guard, right tackle. His communication has really been a benefit with that second group. And I'm very pleased with his progress. Grayson has gotten a lot stronger. Without a doubt, one of our hardest workers and most disciplined players we have on our team. Like to see Grayson, he's got to make some plays at receiver. In live situations. Now where I think he's grown and he's ready to make a huge contribution is on special teams, and not just holding it in multiple areas on special teams.
Back to Cody Nesper.
Neil, I just wanted to ask about Zach Frazier. Is he getting all his work at center now, or are you still moving him around? And then just how's he look so far?
Yeah, we're getting predominant his I would say majority, I don't know percentage, but majority at center. We still get him a little bit of guard work. We'll play Gemitter at center some with the ones just to get him some work. Jordan White's capable of playing center as well. But we're getting most of his work at center. And I really like his progress there. I think he's got a chance to be a special player. He's strong, really, really understands the game, studies it. He's the quarterback up front without question. Have high expectations for him at that position and pretty fired up about him.
Greg Hunter.
Another player we're going to talk to here soon is Josh Chandler Samito. So, again, you know, been a guy who's played a lot of football for you. Leadership-wise, dual position-wise, what are your thoughts on Josh?
I think Josh is really maturing this semester, growing into a leadership role. figuring out what it means to be a leader and what it means to set the standard every single day. I think vocally he's grown, his communication skills, he's capable of playing both the mic and the will. We've got most of his work at mic. And he's leaner, he's faster. I think he's picking up right where he left off in the bowl game. You know, bowl game, Tony didn't play, and he stepped in and was a leader over there and ended up being the bowl MVP. And I think that gave him a lot of confidence, and it's carried over in this semester. And you'll have a chance to talk to him. I really do. I think that his confidence is at all-time high, and I think he's doing a good job with our younger players as well.
Keenan Cummings.
Neil, you said one of the emphasis for Daigie this, you know, coming into this spring was moving in the pocket, you know, his ability to extend plays, improve. How has he developed there, and have you seen what you've wanted to see out of him?
Yeah, you know, he really has. He had one bad period on Thursday night in some of our situational work. But other than that, he's really done a nice job. He's one of our most improved players, which is a positive for him. And it's really about just buying some time. Like today we had a little fourth and short play that we ran a naked on, and he did a really good job just buying about a second extra time by backing up and getting the ball off for a first down. You know, he did a on Thursday night, he had a great play where he just kind of moved to the right and found a guy, and it was a big third down completion. And that's what we're talking about. For the untrained eye, I'm not sure that the person that's just walking it, watching the fan, I'm not sure they noticed that. But, you know, those little minute things, okay, will make a difference for him. He had a nice day today, really efficient day.
Our final question of today's session with Coach Brown comes from Ryan Pritt.
Hey, Neil, I just wanted to ask about your wideouts for a second, because you've mentioned quite a few of them, and you got a whole bunch of them that have made plays on Saturdays for you before. So, you know, just kind of how intense is the competition between those guys? Is that kind of ultimately what you like to see out of positions? And does the fact that you have so many of those guys who are experienced kind of even raise your expectations of them a little bit further up?
Yeah, I've been careful not to, you know, this spring kind of taking a wait and see approach. Is, you know, I think I've talked about it maybe a couple weeks ago on a Saturday, is I think some of those guys had to play before they were ready, and not totally fair to them, but when they were freshmen, that's really kind of what we had, you know, and we played the guys that were our best, and they probably were pressed into duty and had to be dependent on a little earlier. And sometimes when you do that, it hurts your confidence. Okay. And I think we've had some where that dealt with some confidence issues. I think Jared has done a really good job managing that room. They played better down the stretch last year, and there is a lot of competition in our receiver room. And I think when you have competition, it brings out the best of all those guys, and it raises the expectation, and it raises the standards, and that's happening, you know. And we've had guys like Isaiah Esdale has been extremely consistent all spring. Bryce Wheaton had a couple of nice down the field catches today. Sam James last Saturday and this Saturday had a couple really good catch and run where he caught it and broke tackles and got vertical and was able to use his speed. Winston Wright has made the most plays out of any of them this spring. Sam Brown has come on after having a little bit of a turned, or I think, I can't remember if he had a hamstring or ankle, but anyway, he's came back last week and he's showing some signs. He caught some big balls today. Reese Smith had a great day. He had two touchdowns, you know, and so there is a lot of competition. Caden Prather is going to be a big-time player here. And so there's a lot of competition. I think that their confidence is growing. The quarterback's confidence is growing in them. And my expectation is they're going to play at a higher level. But like I said, they've got to go out and do it in games.
One last question from Mike Kazaza.
Okay.
Actually, I didn't know. My bad. My hand was up. Actually, I'll just follow up if you don't mind. Esdale was a guy I did want to ask about, just kind of a veteran who's been here but hasn't been able to get on the field and stay on the field a bunch. Just, I don't know, do you know what you have with him, or what's your evaluation of him so far besides being consistent?
Yeah, so this has been really since I've been here. This has been, and I don't want to jinx him, but he's had the most consecutive practices in a row. You know, he's battled some little minor injuries, you know, in fall camp. Last couple of years, he's came on at the end of both years. If you look at it, he's really came on, you know, toward the end of 19 and end of 20. He's a really smart football player. His demeanor is the moment's not too big for him. You know, he really doesn't care who he's playing against, where he's playing. He stays real even keeled, which is something you don't see out of that, out of receivers, you know, as often as you do some other positions. And this spring he's been out there and he's probably has the best hands. I always give him a hard time. He's got the best hands other than me on the team. But he catches the ball really, really well. He's been a consistent ball catcher, the entire 2+ years that we've been here. And he's going into his last year, and I think he is ready to take the next step. He had a great offseason. He's strong. He's the strongest in that room as well. And so, you know, I think that he's putting himself in a position, both mentally, knowing all four spots, and physically making plays where he'll be out there in the mix this fall.
And that was West Virginia coach Neil Brown. The Gold Blue spring game is this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Milan Puskar Stadium. Tickets are on sale through WVUgame.com. Thanks for listening.